Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Bofa Lewis, who is the founder and president of the Black Institute. Welcome, Ms. Lewis. Always a pleasure to have you.
And it's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience, Pearl. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So let's get to the heart of the matter. Intro 1867.
Yes. We have formed a coalition over the years, and it has grown. And the campaign to support Intro 1867 is called Our City, Our Vote. And this also is in support of giving and expanding voting rights to almost 1 million New Yorkers. And this is expanding voting rights so green card holders and those that work with authorization, and this also includes the DACA folks and those under TPS recipients, so that they can vote in local elections for New York City offices, like the mayor or the city council. Mm-hmm. And this only applies to city votes, not to state, not to federal.
So municipal elections.
For municipal elections, that is what we are advocating for in the form of Intro 1867.
So, Ms. Lewis, given your experience, your knowledge, can you explain to our listenership the importance of that bill passing, because it's really taxation without representation?
That is exactly what it is. We have over 1 million folks who live, work in this city. Half of all frontline, or as we say, essential workers, mm-hmm. they're immigrants. 1 in 5 of these essential workers are not yet citizens. They pay taxes. They do the work. They're on the front line. There are other cities around the country that have restored these rights in other towns, including 10 towns in Maryland, 5 towns in Massachusetts, as well as San Francisco, Portland, Maine, and also in Washington, D.C. And around the globe, there are over 45 countries that allow immigrants to vote. New York City, which is majority minority, should be encouraging folks to vote. So all we're asking for is that we expand the right to vote to these pre-citizens.
Now, people don't seem to understand that it's a process to become a citizen, and for some people, they may never be able to be citizens because of the language barrier, that there's a test that, you know, you have to pass for you to become a U.S. citizen. So it's not
That's
simply
right.
not, you know, I do not want to be a citizen.
There are so many barriers, and people think, oh, just become a citizen. It takes on average now from 8 to 10 years just to get over that hurdle. Before that, you know, it's $1,000, $2,000, sometimes $4,000 to go through the application process where paperwork may be delayed or lost or turnover in different administrators, not to mention the cost of lawyers, some are of which are ethical, but many are not ethical. All kinds of scams and scammers. And it is a very, very difficult process, you know, and language barrier is only one of them. But in the meantime, these are residents, these are citizens, these are people who keep this city running all the time. And they are constantly paying taxes as they try to traverse all the barriers and obstacles just to get to citizenship. So that is why we're saying on the way to citizenship, and again, this is for green card holders. These are from people who have, they're working and a valid work authorization. These are your dreamers. These are your TPS or temporary protective status folks. And we know that for 150 years, non-citizens or pre-citizens were allowed to vote in the United States. And until recently in the 2000s, when you had an influx of immigrants into this country, that is when all of a sudden one restriction after another were put into place. For more than 40 years, school boards where you had non-citizen parents, they were allowed to vote. And so there's been a history of non-citizen voting. It was common. And only at the turn of the 20th century, with the rise of xenophobia, nativism, and to a certain degree, anti-immigrant and racism, was this right taken away. So it is time for this so-called progressive mayor and city council to do the right thing. I've been working on this for over 10 years, and it is not just for immigrants that, you know, come from Spanish-speaking countries, but there are many, many, many Black immigrants, Caribbean immigrants, even European immigrants who should be afforded this right. This is the right thing to do, and is the good thing to do. Don't just applaud our hero essential workers that got us through the hit of COVID. Actually, you know, give people the right to exercise their residency in New York City.
So, Ms. Lewis, how can we make this happen? What kind of pressure can we put to ensure that Intro 1867 is passed?
Well, first of all, as you know, every election, there are many people that work on many campaigns, and some of them are citizens, some of them are not citizens. You know, because they care about their community. We have a current city council. We have folks who have signed on to 1867. Please, everyone, call the current city council members and say, before you leave, as you're heading out the door, pass Intro 1867. The second thing that people can do you know, is put pressure on the speaker, Cory Johnson. This bill has had hearings. This bill has been talked about. There's been rallies and all kinds of things that the coalition has done. But Cory Johnson, the speaker, will not bring it to the floor. We believe in democracy. Let it come to an up or down vote. And third, let's put pressure on the brand new incoming mayor-elect, Eric Adams. Let him know, you know, that you expect him to support this now. And all of you who support it, whether you voted or you didn't vote for the new city council folks, let it be known that the incoming city council ought to make sure that 1867 is passed before they even take office. And there's a lot of talk about those who are coming into the city council. They want to be the new speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they know that they should be supporting this legislation and support our city, our vote. You can go to theblackinstitute.org. That's our website. And you can sign up to support the Black Institute, along with our partners, to put pressure on this. And thank you so much, Pearl, because there are shows like yours, not just on the radio, but in your publication, that can get the word out. We want everyone that has the right to vote and everyone that wants the right to vote in New York City to join us, put pressure on them. Go to theblackinstitute.org or call our office. The phone number is 212-871-6899. That's 212-871-6899. Let your voice be heard. Don't let them take away your right. No more taxation without representation.
Thank you so much, Miss Lewis.
Oh, thank you, Pearl. And thank you to your audience, for everyone. This is an important issue. It affects those that can vote and those who don't have the right yet to vote. Around the country, our voting rights are coming under attack. Let's make sure that everyone, over a million people in New York City, can vote in our next election.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.